7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and Happy New Year's to everybody. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if we can help you to start off the new year on the right step, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll help you to have a great-looking year. We'll help you to plan. So if you have any questions about a shrub or a tree or some ideas of a planting that you'd like to do around your home, around your yard, in the gardens, give us a call, and we'll work together to make that a reality. It's the new year, new start, fresh start, and hopefully you kept notes of everything that happened this year so that you don't repeat the mistakes, and so that you have the information of everything that went positive, so that we can use that positive information. But if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Now, across the country, it's really, really being a crazy, crazy winter where the weather has been a lot milder than it should in many, many places. Snowfalls are way down. Temperatures are way up. And there's some real possibilities, if things don't change, of some potential problems for all of us when the spring arrives. So, here's the first thing I want you to do. I talked with Ken Kukurowski from Bayer, Bayer Advance, and we were discussing what was happening climate-wise on the East Coast, is where we started. And he was telling me that in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he lives, that they've had a very, very mild winter. Haven't had any snow. There's no frost in the ground. And to his surprise, I told him the same thing. Where I live in Maine, we have had, well, we had more snow in October than we did November and December combined. Probably 12 times more snow in October than we did during the months of November and December. So Ken, we were discussing some possibilities. And the one thing is the ground where I live in Southern Maine is not frozen. My next door neighbor works for the water department. I said, basically, there was no frost. You get a couple of cold nights, it does freeze a couple of inches. Then you get some cold, some warmer weather. We've had a lot of rain, especially the last week, and the rain has removed any frost that's been in the ground. And things that normally are quiet have been very active. Now, what I want you to do today, if you get a chance, go outside, walk around the yard, especially if you have areas where you have bark mulch in place or compost in place around perennial beds, around the shrubbery, around the foundation of your house, in plantings on your property, even areas where you have some large pine trees and there is a good thick layer of pine needles. And you're going to be surprised, because in those areas, and I checked this on Tuesday, some of my mulch beds, when you walk across them, and you can see it, are a series of mounds and a series of like runways, pathways underneath the mulch. And the mulch is raised in a zigzag type pattern. Those are the moles and the voles, and they are running ragged. They are building tunnels like you have never seen. Now, what's going to happen is this. Right now, in some areas, they have created mounds of soil, which means that that tunnel has come to an end. But they are connected with an intricate series of tunnels. And when you walk on the mulch, your feet, from your body weight, will sink in the mulch. And that's actually a good thing. That's a way for you to walk in those mulch bed areas and compress the tunnels, flatten them out, level them, to make it more difficult for these animals to have a runway through your garden. Now, you have to remember one thing, voles and moles, and it's very easy. Voles with a V. Think of vegetarian. Okay? Vegetarian voles eat plants. Moles with an M will eat insects like grubs that are in your lawn, earthworms that are in your lawn. And both of these are problems, because the moles, yes, they're going to eat the Japanese beetle grubs, but in the process are going to dig up large areas of your lawn. And because there's no frost, they're close to the surface. They're running an inch, 2, maybe 3 inches deep. Again, there's no frost. There's no resistance. They can dig very, very easy. And when they are close to the surface in your lawn, they are cutting the roots of your grass. The end results, when spring comes, you could have very, very large areas of your lawn where the grass has been cut, the winter winds have blown, pulled the moisture out of the grass plant above the ground, and because the roots have been cut, they've been unable to pull the moisture that was lost by the wind, and you're going to have some very large areas in your lawn that will be damaged. So they live in the mulch during the summer. They live in areas with tall grasses, like a field. They live in areas that are wooded because they feel safe there during the spring, the summer, and the fall. And in the winter, they come in your lawn to feed there. So if you live in an area and you're beginning to see a problem with these tunnels, get down to your local garden center and get some product to put down on these areas. The rain will wash it in. It will drive them back out of your lawn area so they do not continue to dig. Otherwise, if it continues to stay like this, you're going to have substantial damage to your lawn. The damage will be you will have to get into your lawn with a bamboo rake. And when you rake, just the amount of pressure that you would rake to move leaves out of your lawn, the grass is actually going to pull right out of the ground because they're cutting the roots. So get down to your garden center. Get some mole repellent by the bag. You don't have to treat the whole lawn. Treat a 20, maybe a 25-foot strip in front of mulch beds, wooded areas, tall grasses. Drive them out now or you will pay later.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Well, good morning and happy new year to everybody out there joining us this morning. Give us a call. I know it's early. You probably went to bed late. You're tired. Now's the perfect time to call that toll-free number so that we can help you with your garden. And that number is 855-660-4261. Now, today is going to be an exciting day, especially the last hour. And I know some of you are not able to carry or listen to the whole show. But if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you can listen to the radio show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we are going to talk with two brothers, Lance Walham. He is from California, and he is a grower of 17 acres of citrus. And I met Lance at a conference at Bayer corporate headquarters in Raleigh last year. Very, very knowledgeable gardener. He has written several books, and one of his specialties, besides the citrus, is roses. His brother, his name is Rex Wilhelm, and I think you'll enjoy listening to his brother as much as you will Lance, because Rex was one of the last mission specialists on the space shuttle that went up in July on Atlantis. He's been up in space 3 times. He's walked in space. And what Bayer has done for their float for this year, it's called the Garden of Imagination. And the two brothers grew up on the citrus ranch with their family. And Lance's love was for agriculture. And that's what he's doing. And he loves roses and citrus and all the landscaping plants. His brother shot for the stars and is there. So the float is dedicated to the two brothers, one who went in space to try and make things better for us. The other one stayed here and worked on making Earth a better place for you to garden, to have better tasting vegetables, prettier flowers, and a lot more. So if you're unable to listen to the show on the station where you are now, you go to paulparent.com, and right on the website, you'll be able to listen to two very, very unusual brothers. One whose fascination was for the earth, and one was for the future. Rex is now working with NASA still, and they're working on a new project. And the first test flight will be 2017, 5 years from now, with a deep space exploration. We'll be talking about the new rose also. The rose of the year for 2012 is called Sunshine Daydream. It is a beautiful yellow rose chosen for a light yellow flower in profusion. And the foliage is dark green and very, very glossy. And there's a lot of information. And if you'd like to see what the float looks like and you're near a computer, if you go to Bayer Advance, BayerAdvanceCed.com, you can see some of the pictures of this beautiful rose and a lot more. So we have a very exciting morning planned for you. But again, if you have a question on your garden, we got plenty of time. We have open lines. Tom is back from vacation and ready to go. Give us a call. 855-660-4261. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Well, good morning and happy new year to all of you. I hope you had a great evening yesterday. Did a little bit of celebration, saw some fireworks, and toasted the new year. If we can help you to begin your new year, your new garden, in a positive fashion, give us a call. We have open lines, 855-660-4261. Now, we did talk a little bit about some of the potential problems. I know a lot of you listening live in areas where there is very little or no snow at all, and the ground is not frozen. I mean, I live in Kennebunk, Maine, southern Maine, and the ground is not frozen. Maybe last night, but other than that, we really have not had any deep penetrating frost. So, we mentioned the word vole and mole. Now, moles eat worms and grubs. And eating the grubs is a good thing. Unfortunately, they have to dig up the lawn to find them, and that could create a major problem. We haven't touched too much on voles, and this is where I want you to be careful, and I want you to spend, even if it's just 5 minutes of your day, today or tomorrow, with tomorrow being a holiday for most everybody, if you have a perennial garden, you have a rose garden and it's covered with bark mulch to keep the moisture in the soil, to especially during the summer, to keep it frozen during the winter like it should be, to prevent weeds, to cut back on the amount of moisture that you need to apply to the garden during the heat of summer. These little creatures are in there right now. And because the ground is not frozen, they're digging away a series of tunnels like a maze. And I want you to walk in your garden and look for the possibility of these little raised, like, streets, like little roadways, underground tunnels. And if you find them, I want you to take baby steps, 1 foot in front of the other, and collapse all of these trenches. That way, when the weather gets cold, if the trenches collapse and they haven't had a chance to re-dig, it will make it more difficult for them to create damage. Now, by damage, what I mean is, if you have a vole or a family of voles in your garden, what do they eat? They eat the root system of perennials that you have in your garden. They love hosta. So if you're a collector of hosta, you run the risk of, during the winter, losing all of your hosta plants. Daylilies, nice thick roots, a fibrous root system. They will eat your daylily plants in the ground. They will dig down if you have oriental lilies, if you have any kind of a fleshy root. So all of your lilies, bulbs, or root system, so Asiatic, Oriental, they will eat it during the winter. They will eat your daylilies during the winter. They will eat bleeding hearts, very thick root system. They will eat a lot of your perennials. So be aware of it. Check out these gardens. And if you see the problem, go down to your local garden center, shake away, and vole and mole scram are available, and you need to get it in those beds right now because it's not frozen. There's no snow cover, and the weather is warmer than normal. Now, Ken Kukurowski lives in North Carolina. He was telling me that the daylilies in the gardens in the south are beginning to emerge out of the ground, and they're beginning to grow. Some daylilies are 2 to 3 inches tall coming out of the garden at this time of the year. This is not supposed to happen. It's not a good thing. And there could be some damage to the blossoms that are still in the ground. If the weather continues like this, there will be a problem. So be aware of it. And what you can do, first of all, the moles and the voles, those are very, very important. Okay? Now, another thing that will happen is if the moles and the voles are active and they're digging up your lawn and your garden, other animals are active because right now your rabbits, they should be hibernating. Raccoons, skunks, they should be hibernating. When you get 40 and 50 degree days, they wake up. The skunks and the raccoons, will come in your lawn, they'll start to dig, if they're hungry, looking for grubs in your lawn. You don't want that to happen. The other animal that could come back into your yard, and I've had a problem in my yard, are deer. We have been in our home 22 years. We have never, ever had a problem with deer in my garden. And this year, for the first time, the deer came into my garden about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. I had broccoli that I was still harvesting. They ate it to the ground. I had the most beautiful Brussels sprouts that every year it's a tradition for Thanksgiving that I grow my Brussels sprouts for Thanksgiving dinner. 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, my next door neighbor said, "Hey, Paul, you know, you got deer in your garden every night?" Not thinking, I said, "Well, there's nothing in there for them to eat." He said, "Well, they're in there. 3, 4, 5 of them are in your garden every single night." So I went to take a look at the garden. My Brussels sprouts, they ate every single leaf off the plant. So it looked like a stick with balls on the sides of them. Figured, well, that's okay. They ate the leaves. I still have the sprouts. I'll be picking them in 2 weeks for Thanksgiving dinner. Not a big deal. 2 days before Thanksgiving, I went in the garden, had my bucket, good sharp knife, walked in the garden. The deer ate all the Brussels sprouts or took bites on every Brussels sprouts on 24 plants. On Tuesday, when I was checking the garden a little bit, went to check out the vegetable garden to see what remained, and all that's standing in my vegetable garden is the stem of the Brussels sprouts. They were 3, 3.5 feet tall. They're now 18 to 24 inches. And there is not a sign, not a leaf of any Brussels sprouts in the entire garden. They cleaned it. It's just unbelievable. The broccoli, which normally I will eat until Thanksgiving and longer, was totally destroyed before Thanksgiving. I had some celery, gone, took that right down to the ground. I had beets and carrots that, again, I normally wait until the weather gets really cold. I dig them, put them in my garage, and we feast on them during the winter. Guess what? I had a surprise. I got to the garden, the tops of the carrots, the tops of the beets are gone. Totally, totally gone. So I said, well, they cleaned the plants for me. It's not a big deal. So I started pulling up the beets. The voles got into the darn garden and chewed through 50% of the beets that I had left in the garden for the fall, giving them some extra time to become larger. They had bitten through 50% of them. Got to throw them in a compost pile. Got some, didn't get many. Next, moved over to the carrots. Carrots looked good from the top. Started pulling. The voles got into the carrots. Went right down the row. And ate 75% of the carrots. In some areas, when I grabbed a hold of the carrot to pull, all that remained was 2 inches of the carrot. Everything else was gone. And there was a tunnel right underneath the row of carrots. So the entire carrot crop was destroyed by the voles. Voles for vegetarian. Okay, we'll give up a little bit. I had some leeks, beautiful leeks, and I had some leeks that were almost 2 inches in diameter. They ate half of those. So my fall garden was destroyed below ground by the voles and above ground by the deer. We've never, ever had deer. This year we did. They had a feast on me. So my fresh produce, my fresh beets, my fresh carrots, my leeks, my Brussels sprouts, gone. Check your garden, because you may have the same problem. If we can help you, 855-666-4266.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Well, good morning and happy New Year to all of you that are joining us this morning. Our phone number, toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, I understand we have a caller.
We sure do. We've got Elaine from Cape Cod with a question about Christmas cactus.
Elaine, good morning and happy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you, Paul. I've seen you down here several times.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the thing. It's my Christmas cactus is about 6 inches wide, 6 inches tall, and the little buds on the leaves, they're just coming out nice and pretty and pink, but there's three of them that opened beautiful, but they dry up and fall off. Why?
Okay. Are they in the same location as they were when the buds developed on the plant, or did you move them?
I moved them.
You moved them. Okay.
They're more light. That's,
yeah. Put them back to where they were originally. Christmas cactus are plants that prefer short days to make the actual flower bud, but they like cool temperature.
Oh,
so okay. If you moved them to a window, let's say, that's getting more direct sun on them, it's getting warmer, and that could be one of the causes that the buds are actually falling from that plant. So if you can do that. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, Elaine, is if you can keep that plant in that area, and especially if it's an area where after it begins to get dark, you're not turning on lights on and off, a spare bedroom, your office, a den that you're not using after supper. The plant will have enough time between now and the middle to the end of February to make a new set of flower buds on it. It won't be as dramatic as the first set of flowers, but there is enough time to get them to bloom again if you have uninterrupted darkness and cool temperatures. So if you can keep them near a window, keep the lights from going on and off all night long, your Christmas cactus will flower several times during the year. And my Aunt Ruth, she had some beautiful Christmas cactus. And she had a hall. She owned a four-tenement building. Two apartments downstairs, two upstairs. She lived upstairs, and my grandfather lived across the hall from her. And they had a window in that hallway. And the hall always stayed cooler than the rest of the house. And she had a table by the window, and that's where she kept her Christmas cactus. They got sun from sunrise till about, I'm going to say, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock on, just good light coming in the window. But it stayed cool. And her Christmas cactus would flower 3 times every single year. Usually once around Thanksgiving, once in late January, and then again in early April. And all she did was feed them every couple of weeks, watered as necessary. And during the winter, the number one killer, and I repeat, the number one killer of houseplants is too much water. You have to say to yourself, the days are shorter. Yes, we are gaining a little bit of time right now, but the days are shorter. The intensity of that light is not as strong. And you have to say to yourself, July, the sun is like 100-watt light bulb, bright. During December, January, February, and part of March, we're like a 40 or a 50 light bulb. So your light is not as bright, and the length of the day is a lot shorter. Short days, dim light, great for plants like